The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time Jesus exclaimed, I give you praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourself. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Pretend you're a farmer in the time of Jesus, and you are fortunate enough to have two oxen. Is that right? Okay. And of course, what keeps the oxen together is a yoke that is placed over both of their necks so that they stay together, and then you use other things to transfer their pulling power to whatever you're needing to do, like hoe some grade or pull some load or something like that. And one of your ox dies. And so you're like, I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm not going to start, making up for the ox that isn't here. So I'm going to get another ox. But he's brand new and he's never done this before. So how do you train him to know what to do and when to do it? Well, fortunately, in the farmer's case, the other ox is very, very experienced at this thing and knows, what the reins mean and all that. But the new one doesn't know anything. So you put the yoke on, and at first, it's just a disaster, because the young ox doesn't know what it's doing. So the one ox starts off, the other one is just kind of sitting there, what should I be doing? And because of that, they're yoked together, so now he stops the whole operation. And there's this halting thing that goes on. And the farmer's getting upset because we're not getting our work done. So, but after a while, the younger ox figures out, if I just, in my peripheral vision, keep the ox next to me, in my peripheral vision, if I just do what that ox does, things will be so much easier. No more halting, no more of the farmer swearing at both of us. We can get the job done. I think that's kind of what Jesus is talking about today. Because if we don't keep our eyes on the Lord, when we become Christian, that's essentially what we're doing, is we're inviting the Lord to be in a yoke with us. All of us have to pull some kind of load, right? All of us. There's something we're expected to do, pull a load in this life. And as a Christian, when we come to the place where we know if we just keep our eyes on the Lord, things will go okay. And that's what Jesus means by, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because you're still having to pull a load as a human being, all of us. Just different things for different people. But now you've got this thing next to you that is helping you pull that load. But that's only assuming you're keeping your eyes on that other ox. So that's the kind of thing I think Jesus is saying to us. Keep your eyes on me. When I go left, you go left. When I stop, you stop. When I start, you start. Just keep your eyes on me. You know, something that reminded me of this, when I first learned how to ski, I was in my 20s. Even though I lived in South Dakota and there were ski resorts, my family just didn't have that kind of money, so I never learned how to ski until I went out and got a job, and I was an engineer. By the way, that first year I started skiing in Colorado, I skied 15 days. It almost broke me. But when they first taught me how to ski, they said, you got to use this method called the snowplow method. Do you know what that is? The backs of your skis go like this. The front of your skis are like this. And you control your turning by your shifting your weight, but you control your speed by putting the rear of the skis out farther. You know what the problem with that is? It takes a lot of energy to do that. A lot. And, you know, my friends are the one who taught me how to ski, and they were all expert skiers. So they would go down blacks. So I would go down blacks using the snowplow method. And by the time the end of the day came, I was totally exhausted. The sweat was just pouring out of everything on me. And then one day, the friends decided, okay, why don't you try it this way now? Keep your skis parallel with each other. And you can turn that way. You can also control your speed that way. You can do moguls that way. I mean, you ever tried to do moguls using the snowplow method? And so it took me a while because I was so used to the other way. But when I finally got it, it was like, oh, this is so much easier. And because of that, skiing became fun. I think it's the same sort of thing. When we keep our eyes on the Lord and do as He does, do as He says, life can be so much easier. You know, the Lord has specific instructions on, for instance, the context of sexuality that we should be using. Not everybody follows it, I get that, but if you stay within those boundaries that He's given for us, and you're not married, how often do you have to worry about STDs? You don't. How often do you have to worry about an unwanted pregnancy? You don't. And both of those things can be life-changing if they hit you in the right way, and you're not prepared. But it's because you didn't have your eye on the Lord. Or how about Jesus' teaching on how we should treat each other with love and respect? We should put others' needs before us. You know, if you really try to live that within a family, don't things go easier? Whereas if you're just flying off the handle all the time, you just disregard Jesus' teaching on love and how to treat others, it's going to get rough in that family. Rougher than it needs to be. So the trick is, we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. We copy what He does. Now, at the time, when we're staying within whatever boundaries Jesus set for us in whatever setting, it's hard. Living some of this stuff is not easy. Forgiveness, for instance. That's not easy. But if you can pull that trick off in the long run, life gets so much easier. So keep your eyes on the Lord. And what He does, you do. And in the long run, your life will be so much better and easier.